Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Breese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Tim Ballard, who is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad. And you may have heard of him from the movie Sound of Freedom, actually about him and what he's done. He's doing incredible work in stopping human trafficking. And let's start off. What was it in your youth and your growing up that made you so passionate that you knew you had a mission?
So I wanted to be in federal law enforcement since I was probably, 8 years old. And it actually did start with a kind of strange story. There was a kidnapping attempt on me and my brother when I was eight, he was nine. And, these guys who, the cops had been actually looking for, there had been reports on them. It sounds nuts, but it was like in a brown van driving around in Montrose, California. And, these guys came after us. That changed, and like it was transformational for me. From that point on, I knew that I was going to be somehow fighting crime and protecting people. And it was unusual as well because my parents, they have nothing to do with that. Like there's no law enforcement, military in our family. Oftentimes those things are passed down, kind of legacy things. Nothing in our family. So I was very much a black sheep in the family trying to do something that no one, everyone got into the same business. They all kind of did the same family business kind of thing. And I was just never going to do it. And so that drive never left me from 8 years old to the present. So, but I can definitely mark that moment as the transformational one.
And then at a certain point you founded OUR, which is Operation Underground Railroad. What was your vision there? And that was in 2013, a decade.
Right. So I had spent at that point 12 years as a special agent, undercover operator working for the U.S. government, and recognizing that we are not very good at, we're not really great at this. Like we're not, because, and I'm not blaming the government, but look, like it's not the most efficient place in the world. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. There's no bottom line. It's a strange place. It's almost a microcosm of socialism. Okay. Like if you're in the system, you know what I'm talking about. Like there's no promotion based on merit. Okay. It's who's been the longest, who, the government is not a place that allows you to really be the most effective and efficient at most things. There may be some things like the Navy SEALs or something, okay, but this was even more complicated for us because we were now trying to tackle a problem that was pretty new: child trafficking, child exploitation on a global level. And the problem that I recognized in this fight was child trafficking, human trafficking in general, knows no borders and boundaries. Doesn't care about bureaucracy. Doesn't care about policies and rules. But it doesn't care about borders. That's the biggest thing. But unfortunately, the governments of the world do believe and hold tight to bureaucracy and borders and boundaries and jurisdictions. And that is not conducive for rescuing children. As the movie shows, there's a scene in Sound of Freedom where I'm talking about how many pedophiles that I've been part of arresting. And the guy who's about to quit says, yeah, but how many kids have you rescued? And Jim Caviezel, who plays me, he just looks at him like, dang. Like, I'd have to, like, I don't have the mandate. I don't have the jurisdiction to go anywhere I want. So that was the idea in the beginning of starting a foundation, privatize the rescue of children. That's the concept. And I didn't really have a model for that. I didn't know. I had to invent the model. Will this work even? And so we set off on what really is a business venture. How do you privatize the rescue of children in a way that's efficient, effective, and works? And we figured it out.
Yeah. And you then became a CEO, which wasn't your goal. And you were even at one of our transformative CEO summits, which you did a inspirational job at. So then you moved into the position of saying, I need to do something and be involved in Spear Fund.
Yes.
Talk about, was there a transformative moment that made you say, you know what, I've been in non-for-profit, I've been in government, now I have to move into the next phase?
Exactly. It's exactly what happened. When I started OUR, there was very few, or I didn't know many at all, actually, that did what we did. That truly privatized this full-on, full-scale intervention, rescue, rehabilitation. But then what started happening is other groups over the last 10 years started popping up. And some are small, but they're regional experts. And, you know, they would be the best rescue for a kid. And it's not going to be me. You know, I'm like, I'm not the only game in town, and I can't be. Like, I couldn't compete with the mom-and-pop rescue organization that's in Southeast Asia, in Cambodia right now. Why would I try to reinvent the wheel? But it hit me last year during probably the most significant rescue operation I've ever been part of. We went out to Ukraine days after the very same day that Russia invaded Ukraine. My wife told me I need to go to Ukraine because there were 7 children that she was adopting out. She runs an adoption foundation that funds children in high-risk countries who are orphans to get them out. And I said, Catherine, this is crazy. Like, there's nothing I can do. You know, we don't work in war zones. We work with stable governments that are functioning at some level. That's the model. That was the OUR model. And she's very passionate about it, and I trust her passion. I trust her inspiration. When she's saying things that are a little bit irrational, because she's never irrational, I am. I can be very irrational, and my passion kind of takes over. Not her. So when she's doing it, I realize it's coming from a higher source, but I'm still wondering, how do I get out there? A few hours later, and this is going to sound like I'm making this up, but I'm not, Mel Gibson calls me. Mel Gibson and says the same thing, the same request. He says, hey, I got a bunch of orphans in Ukraine that I support. Can you help get them out? Can you go get them out? Because we're worried about with the war going on, are they going to be taken care of? And they're the first to be forgotten in situations like that, which I know is true. So now I'm feeling, okay, you got my wife and Mel Gibson. What do you do when your wife and Mel Gibson are telling you to do something on the same day, right? The same hour even. So, but here's where the Spear Fund gets born. At the time I was the CEO of 2 foundations. I was running the Nazarene Fund and Operation Underground Railroad. Neither of them were equipped with the skills to go into a war zone. And so I called my friends at Aerial Recovery. That's a different organization made up of former special forces. And I called them. Now they can do that. They do that. So they go out there and I help them build the bridge. And then once things are stable enough, we walk in with our expertise. Now while we're there, there's hundreds of thousands of vulnerable children. And it's harvest time for human traffickers. They would love nothing more than to grab little Ukrainian girls and move them to the Western Hemisphere, to the Caribbean, Latin America, and sell them as sex slaves. They're everywhere. They're everywhere in around the world. And sure enough, we find while we're out there, we tap into the most horrific pedophile network. They're out of Holland. They're a political party as well. They're trying to legalize sex with children. They think a child as young as 3 years old should be having consensual sex with any adult. Okay, and these guys are fugitives. They'd actually been arrested in 2020. In Holland for crimes against children, and they're now trying to traffic Ukrainian kids out of the war victim children, but they're hiding. So we lure them out. The whole story is a docuseries that Mel Gibson's a part of and Tony Robbins is producing. But we end up I need an expert in Holland, so I tap a friend group organization called Free a Girl. We deploy those funds, and that child gets rescued. Immediately, I've never seen it happen so fast. We get some intel. I mean, the Spear Fund's only a month old, okay, but it's already working. We get some intel. We send a grant immediately. The people we're sending grants to are on the ground already. I mean, they're on the ground ready to go. So it's been very successful. It's a scalable approach. The Spear Fund theoretically can be a part of the 10 leading, really, consulting, funding the 10 biggest rescue operations in any given week. No one organization can say that. And the only reason we can do it is because we are kind of we're the tip of the spear. We're like an umbrella covering all vetted organizations that we can deploy and rescue kids in a more efficient way.
What is the website for the Spear Fund?
It's thespearfund.org.
Okay. We are speaking with Tim Ballard. When we come back after commercial break, we're going to find out, one, what advice and message you have for CEOs, and two, the behind the scenes of what it was like with Sound of Freedom. Back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America and of the world, and we're here today with Tim Ballard. So, Tim, I want to find out first, Sound of Freedom was actually a movie, a top movie, which was about what you're doing. Talk about the behind the scenes of what happened there, and then we're going to go on to CEOs.
So, When I left the government and went private, there were two cases pending that really drove me to do this, that I was working as a government agent. One was in Haiti and one was in Colombia. And they were both crazy, crazy rescue operations. You can read about or watch a documentary about the one in Haiti. And it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Operation Toussaint. And if you want to know what happened in the Colombia operation, that's Sound of Freedom, the future film that is breaking records all over the world. And it's the story of leaving the government, making that very difficult decision. We did it. It paid off. It ended up being a rescue of over 120 women and children, the biggest to date that I've been a part of or that I've ever heard of. And so it made a lot of news. This happened in October. So the timeline, if you're watching the film and wondering, what was that time frame? So it was December of 2013 when I jumped ship and went private, and the rescue happened in Colombia on October 11th, 2014. So there's your time frame for what you see, Sound of Freedom. And it actually made the news all over the United States because it was such a big rescue. And a few months later, I got a phone call from Eduardo Verástegui, who knew that this is a cool story because it's a U.S., it's Latin America, and he's a producer from Mexico. He pitched the idea that he wants to do the movie. This was like 9 years ago, eight, 9 years ago. And then the process began. You know, they threw me in a room, hooked me up to a recording device, and tortured me, really, because they started asking me these questions, Alejandro Monteverde and Rod Barr, the writers, and they just start, like, tell me everything. And I'm opening up dark, you know, corners of my mind that I thought, you know, I guess I had compartmentalized. It was like a therapy session. I was like crying and like, oh, then this happened. Oh my gosh, I forgot about this kid and that thing. And anyway, after 2 days, they pretty much had the script written. You know, the body of the script was ready to go. And then a year or two later, they came back and said, okay, the script's done. The funding's in. Let's go. Who do you want to play you? I said, Jim Caviezel. I said, why do you want Jim Caviezel to play you? Because in the script, if you see the film, at the end of the movie, there's real footage. And they do this thing where they morph Jim's face into my face. And they said, look, because that's a big part of the film, you got to have an actor that looks a little bit like you. Because Jim Caviezel couldn't look any less like you. And I was adamant. I said, look, I don't trust Hollywood. I think Hollywood produces the content that makes me have to do what I do. If you want to talk about the demand in sex addiction and why men want to have sex with children, I'll tell you where that comes from. And it stems from Hollywood. I don't trust Hollywood. Jim Caviezel is in, but not of Hollywood. Okay. And he loves Jesus, and that's important to me. I know that. I know enough about him, and he's a phenomenal actor. And I told Alejandro, I said, you told me yourself that the guy who plays this role has to be able to express and manifest messaging to the audience more with his eyes than with his mouth. Because there's some things you can't say. This theme is dark. The subject matter is difficult. You need someone who can send messages, almost a spiritual communication to the audience that can say more with his eyes than his mouth. I said, Alejandro, you said that to me. So I'm telling you, you find an actor who can do that better than Jim Caviezel.
Let's talk CEOs. What is your message to CEOs? You've got 600,000 listeners, maybe about 300,000 CEOs. What is your message to them?
My message is this. I know that they appreciate what it takes to build something. And I think a lot of CEOs are frustrated when they look into the nonprofit world, because oftentimes they look at a nonprofit and they're mostly built not by business minds, but by emotional, beautiful passion. And when you start digging into the 990s and you're wondering, are you running this like a Fortune 500 company? Because you should be, you know. And I learned that early on. Don't treat your 501c3 like a business. You know, you're selling something. What are you selling? You're selling a feeling of satisfaction to your clients or to your donors. And that's a hard thing to sell. You're selling them a membership to a team, to a club, to an entity that does something that you love, like rescuing children. And so I have always had that mindset, and I think that's why. And I had to bring in very, very smart people, business minds, you know, way beyond the experience I had when I left the government, and I continued to build and learn, but that was how I wanted to build it, and it worked. And the Spear Fund is, I've already explained, is very much that. I made sure I had a CEO, extremely experienced, someone who ran large corporations and turned around companies, and I said, you got to be the CEO of this. I couldn't be an executive anymore in a nonprofit because of the independence I want to be able to help all others and all the entanglements with nonprofit law. I mean, anyone who is familiar with nonprofit law, like, it's messy. And you get the IRS, and it's just, I hit a point where I couldn't do it anymore and do everything else I want to do. So, but I made sure we had the right people in place, and we do. We have an executive group, people who build businesses like Todd Tuller, Ken Krogh, and others on our team, experts in rescue, which I fill that role, experts at rehabilitation. So I want CEOs to know that what we're doing is we're following the model that they would appreciate. It's a scalable approach. We look at it critically from like a CEO would look at a problem, and how do you solve it? And so they can trust us. And we invite them to come look into everything. Look under the hood. Look how we're doing this. Look why it's working. And help us, because CEOs have access to funding, whether it's through fundraisers or their networks. CEOs of companies are who we need to keep us running. But because we're so proud of the structures we've built, we love when CEOs come right in and help us as well. Coach us. How might we make this more efficient? Because the kids deserve the best rescue. And that's the mission statement. The kids deserve the best rescue. And it's not going to be me every time. Most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's not going to be any team that I even built. But I know I will find that team. We will find that team wherever they are. And we will deploy them and consult and coach and resource so that kid gets the best rescue.
One more time, the website is?
The website is thespearfund.org.
Thespearfund.org. Tim, it's been a great pleasure reconnecting with you again. You are a true American hero. Carry on, my friend.
You're very kind, and this is a great interview. Thanks for the opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Blumenthal, who is the CEO of the famous Geary's of Beverly Hills. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Robert. Welcome to our store.
And boy, what a setting. I love the chandelier there. And so tell everyone, this was your life. At 13 years old, you knew you wanted to be involved. Tell everyone
Absolutely.
What Geary's is.
So Geary's is the oldest store in Beverly Hills. It was founded in 1930 by H.L. Geary. And at the time, in 1930, Beverly Hills was just like any other town in America. You know, it had its drugstore, it had its little department store, it had its general store. And Geary's was kind of the general store on the main drag, Beverly Drive. I always like to say Geary's grew up with Beverly Hills. And from 1930...
But it's possible some people could say Beverly Hills grew up with Geary's.
Well, that's a good point, but I actually think it's the other way around. But so as Hollywood and started moving into Beverly Hills in the 30s and 40s and 50s, Geary's kind of had to evolve as well. And my family took ownership in the early 50s. My grandparents bought the store, and at the time it was, you know, in this very building, you know, kind of a little store that probably did maybe $50,000 a year. And as Beverly Hills grew up, Geary's grew up as well, and our assortments were kind of curated for luxury.
What were your assortments in the early days?
Oh, there was a little cosmetics department, there was a hardware department, there was, you know, fragrance. You know, it wasn't anything like this. I don't even think there was a piece of jewelry or china in the store in those
days.
Well,
truthfully, there probably isn't anything like this in all of America. So,
well, thank you. We're passionate about what we do. This store is true labor of love, but that it also serves a purpose in this town where entertaining is important. Having the right, you know, silver and china is important. We register all of the great couples that are getting married. That's what we've been serving the community with for almost 90 years. And then when we added jewelry and watches to the assortment a little over 20 years ago, it elevated us even more.
What made you decide to bring in watches? Because you were really known as the premier registry organization.
So in 1997, my family actually sold the business to a jeweler on the East Coast who was in the jewelry and watch business. At the time, we didn't have jewelry. And so they added jewelry and watches to the mix, and we were able to get Rolex in 1998. And that really elevated us even further.
Let's talk about what it was like when you were 13 years old growing up in this business. And you're smiling. I know we're listening on radio, but you're smiling. I think that brings joy to your heart.
Well, I can tell you that any free moment I had in school, I was here. Out of school, I was here.
And that was out of your choice?
Out of my choice, absolutely. In fact, my brother and my cousins, nobody wanted to be here. You know, they were forced to be here sometimes during the holidays, but for me it was a choice, and I loved every moment of being here. After school, on weekends, I would come, and before I could even drive, my grandfather would drive me in on a Saturday. I would drive in with him to work in the store. So I've grown up in this building. I've grown up in the store and with many of the staff. Some of the staff have been here over 35, 40, almost 40 years, so they've known me a long time, too. So it really is home.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Blumenthal, who is the CEO of Geary's of Beverly Hills and the entire Geary's organization. So you were just talking about people who have worked here for a long time. I'm guessing that you have a very discerning customer, and you need to have the right type of staff and people working here who know how to work with them.
Absolutely. Most of our employees have been here for many, many years. We have very little turnover. And that's a good thing because there is such continuity. They all know our best customers. They all know how to handle, you know, high demand customers. We put them all through a rigorous training program. They're trained not only, our sales associates are fully trained on product knowledge, but also on how to interact with clients of high net worth, at what their demands are, celebrities, their demands, being discreet. We never discuss who has been shopping in the store. It's all a process that we take a lot of time to go through when we bring people on, and it's continual. We're always learning.
Okay, so what everyone would want to know, what are you actually telling them when they're dealing with celebrities? What, is there a philosophy that you use? You mentioned being discerning and obviously not sharing the information. What else? What are the secrets?
Well, there's, you know, celebrities are all, they all want different things. So they're looking, some of them want total privacy. And if that's the case, we can offer that because we have some rooms that are private. Some of them want the world to know they're here. And so if that's the case, you know.
How do you find that out?
They kind of let you know.
What are the indications they'll let you know?
Well, first of all, they'll call and make an appointment and say, can we come through the back door? That means they do not want to be seen.
Okay.
They'll just come through the front door. And if that's the case, you know, they're out there with the public. So many times they want to come through the back door, and we're prepared for that.
Okay. So what else are you telling your salespeople? And I'm trying to get these secrets out because CEOs are all dealing with
that. I wish I could say there's a great secret to it. There really isn't. It's more of a kind of just doing the right thing and handling them appropriately. Don't freak out when they're coming in. You know, just treat them with professionalism and respect, just like you would any customer. And that's the other thing, is we really treat all of our customers that way. And it served us really well for almost 90 years.
So tell me a story of a customer who came in and what happened. And you don't have to mention their name, of course.
Sure. Well, there was one yesterday, frankly, I didn't even know who they were. My staff did, thank God. And there was a posse around this person, and you know.
So this was one of
they wanted
social media saying, "Hey, I'm shopping here at Gary's. Right. I'm here."
Right. So I happened to just walk in and saw this kind of commotion going on, and walked up, and I was introduced to the celebrity, who I did not know. I was obviously pretended like I knew exactly who they were because I could tell there was a lot of excitement about this person being in the store. So, you know, I may not know who they are, but luckily my team did. And but they were treated as well as anybody that would have come in and was, you know, purchasing from us.
I'm assuming a lot of your teammates know the customers and they anticipate what they want.
Sure.
How does that work? How do you keep knowledge of what someone's looking for?
Well, all of our sales associates are really in tune to their clients' wants. Every client. And they will, when something comes in, they will call. Or if we're about to have a sale, they'll call their client and say, you know, you were looking at this 3 months ago. It's on sale now. I mean, they're really good at clienteling. In fact, so much of our business is done over the phone and through email that way that the client doesn't even have to be in the building. And I would say more than half of our business is done that way.
And if someone wants to buy online,
yes, absolutely.
Where do they go?
Gearys.com.
Could you just spell it? So
www.gearys.com.
Okay. And do you do a lot of online business or not as much?
No, we do a lot of business online, certainly for our home store and our jewelry. Watches we don't sell online, but we do sell all of our tableware and jewelry is sold online.
Okay, we have about 1 minute before break. If there was one sentence of what Gearys means to you on a visceral level, being you grew up with this.
Ooh, one sentence. You know, it's a luxury store that appeals, that has a broad appeal. And we, you know, not everything is expensive. You can buy something here for $20, $20 million too. But everything is, you know, we want to be everyone's store, really. That's kind of the focus we are.
And there you have it. We're about to take break. When we come back from break, we're going to find out about how you buy products and how you know what to look for in terms of what customers will want. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Blumenthal, who is the CEO of Beverly's, of Geary's of Beverly Hills. I got so shaken up, you know, in the presence here. It's so exciting. And I did come in the back door, so I feel very
You're very special, Robert.
So here is something that I think everyone wants to know. In terms of product, you have a very discerning customer and clientele, obviously. But I mean, you're only a 15,000 square feet. That's a lot of space, but still, everything is very spaced out nicely. How do you decide what types of products to bring in, what types of designers, what types of companies, and how you're going to organize everything?
That's a great question because it's a process that's very involved. I have a great team of merchants. I have a chief merchant. In my earlier part of my career, I was the chief merchant of the store for many years, and then when I became CEO, obviously I didn't have the time to devote to that. So I have a merchandising team that with a chief merchant that we collaborate all the time together. We travel together. She travels on her own with her team, and once in a while I'll join, but I don't micromanage her. But she understands the vision that the store has evolved over the years and has done a tremendous job of curating every piece of product that is on these shelves.
What is that vision? Talk about that.
Well, it's a broad vision, actually, because we're a luxury retailer in Beverly Hills, California, with a worldwide appeal. So we have to have something for everyone at every price range. Now, we don't compete with the Targets and the Williams-Sonomas and the Pottery Barns of the world. We're kind of a unique animal altogether because we do have something for every price range, but we do tend to have a little more on the upper end and appealing to, you know, a more discerning clientele.
Let's talk now about your leadership philosophy and when you hire people. What do you do?
So, you know, I believe in high expectation, high collaboration, and high reward. And that's kind of the philosophy I've worked on since I became the CEO almost 20 years ago. You know, you got to pay your people well. You expect a lot from them, and you also expect them to work as a team. And nobody does this by themselves. Everybody is a part of this team, and that's what's really important to our success.
And how do you get everyone to work as a team?
It's not easy.
It's not. I mean, everyone has individual personalities, their own clientele, and there's obviously some competition, I'm guessing, going in.
Of course. In any work environment, there's going to be that. But, you know, I really foster collaborative decision-making. I don't make decisions by myself. I consult a lot of my coworkers.
How do you do? For example, you're going to make a decision. Do you announce to like four or five people, say, here's a decision we have to make, and then you ask a few people, and then
absolutely. And I try. I know I've been guilty of not doing this, and it's kind of bitten me. So when I ask and get input from people that I think are involved that have the capability of helping me make this decision, because I'm not going to ask everybody. If you guess 50 people, you're going to get 50 different opinions. But, you know, I kind of select three or four people that are involved in this decision and are affected by this decision, and I want their input because I want this to be a collaborative decision.
And when you wake up in the morning, from a leadership standpoint, what's the first thing you do business-wise?
Grab my iPhone and see what emails came through overnight. Literally, I'm not even out of bed. I grab my glasses because I can't see anything without them. My glasses and my phone are right next to my bed, and I don't even think I'm up 30 seconds before I'm looking at it.
And that's how you start your day. And
that's how I start my day.
Any other advice on leadership that you would have to people, to other CEOs?
Well, you know, for me, it's a lifestyle. This is not a 9-to-5 job. I can't imagine any CEO that would say that their job is a 9-to-5, 8 hours, 40 hours a week. It's literally 24/7. And whether I'm out to dinner with friends or I'm at a business dinner or, you know, at a meeting, it's I'm constantly, A, representing my company because I'm the CEO, and B, I don't try and promote business when I'm out socially, but it just kind of automatically
it comes
happens.
To you. You know what? You're like the mayor of luxury. It just comes to you.
Somewhat.
So how? What is your take on, in a world where there are great organizations like Tiffany's and that have, but that have expanded in maintaining the integrity of having a major player in the luxury world still as a family business?
Well, it's hard in this day and age to maintain, you know, independence. You know, we're blessed to have maintained independence, and I think the brands that we associate appreciate our integrity and the way we do business, and that's why they've partnered with us, because they like working with a family too. And you know, you can make things happen a lot faster. You don't have to go through a lot of corporate red tape to get to make a change or to make a decision or to try something new. We're constantly able to jump pretty quickly.
And it must be pretty cool being you. You walk along Beverly Hills and you're like, wow, we were one of the first in Beverly Hills. And then at 13 years old, you knew you wanted to work here. And now you get to make decisions, although everything's collaborative here.
Everything is collaborative.
Yeah. So let's talk about the word luxury. If you could give a definition of the word luxury, I think it would be really interesting to hear from your perspective.
That's interesting because that's a very ambiguous word, luxury. So what is luxury? Is it time? Is it a timepiece? Is it a dinnerware that you're eating off of that's very expensive? For, you know, luxury can be, there's so many different ways to define luxury, but I think if I had to define it in a sentence, it's being able to have something of quality, or which could be time, and for me, time is a luxury. But obviously we sell luxury goods, so, you know, whether it's a beautiful piece of porcelain, a beautiful jewel, or a beautiful timepiece, it's made by a craftsman that is passionate about what they do. It's made with the finest materials and can stand the test of time.
And I think it also brings back memories, because when you look at something, it reminds you of who you are. It's those special pieces.
And like when, you know, with a wedding gift as an example, you know, when somebody buys a wedding gift, you would hope that the couple, when they're married 20, 25 years and see the piece that was bought for them, remember, wow, this was a gift for my wedding. It was given to me by so-and-so.
And I think on that note, there you have it. A pleasure having you. Tom Blumenthal, CEO of Gary's. Great having you on
the CEO show. Thank you so much.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.